Winnie and Wilbur, the Big Bad Robot. Written by Valerie Thomas and illustrated by Corky Paul.
Ow.
Every Wednesday afternoon, Winnie the Witch and her big black cat, Wilbur, went to art classes in the library. They learned how to paint and draw, knit and sew, make pots and posters, and lots of other things. Winnie the Witch really enjoyed all of the classes. Wilbur enjoyed some of them. This Wednesday, they were making models. Winnie decided to make a bear. She chose a cardboard box for the head. She glued on the eyes, nose and mouth.
Eyes, nose and mouth.
Then she made the body.
The body.
Arms and legs.
And legs. All done.
It looked good. The teacher liked it too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh. Thank you very much. Oh, that's a lovely robot you've made, Winnie,
she said. Winnie was cross. A robot?
A robot?
But when she looked at it carefully, it did look a bit like a robot.
Of course it's a robot.
Everybody admired it.
Thank you. It was nothing.
Winnie sat the robot on her broomstick.
Come on, robot.
Then Winnie, Wilbur...
Come on, Wilbur, don't dawdle.
And the robot flew home. Winnie stood the robot on the kitchen table.
There we are. It's a pity it's not a real robot,
she said. Then Winnie had an idea. She picked up her magic wand, shouted,
Abracadabra! Oh, 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 yes! Oh, it's working!
And there in the kitchen was a real robot. Said the robot. Its eyes flashed red and green. Winnie was delighted.
Isn't this a lovely robot, Wilbur?
Winnie said. Wilbur didn't think so. The robot walked over to Wilbur and pulled his tail. Cried Wilbur.
Naughty robot,
Winnie said.
You mustn't pull poor Wilbur's tail.
The robot looked at Winnie. Then it leaned over and pinched her nose. Said Winnie.
That hurt. I've made a bad robot, Wilbur. I'll change it back into a model.
Winnie went to pick up her magic wand, but the robot was too fast for her. It grabbed Winnie's wand, walked up the wall, across the ceiling, and then out of the window.
Oh, no!
Shouted Winnie.
My wand still has the robot spell on it, Wilbur. We have to get it back.
Meow. Winnie and Wilbur tiptoed out of the front door.
Quiet, Wilbur.
They hid behind the tallest tree.
Behind that tree.
The big bad robot was waving Winnie's wand. Two robot frogs jumped into the pond.
Oh, what's that?
Three robot ducks flew across the sky. The robot waved the wand again, and four robot rabbits hopped across the grass.
Rabbits!
Then the robot waved the wand at Winnie's front door.
No, not the house!
And there was an enormous robot house.
Blithering broomsticks,
Winnie whispered.
My lovely house is a robot house. We have to get my wand back, Wilbur, now.
Winnie waited until the robot walked past the tree.
Oh, here he comes, Wilbur.
She jumped out.
Ah, got you.
And Winnie the witch was Winnie the robot. Oh no! Winnie the robot walked round and round the garden.
Beep, beep, beep,
she said.
Meow,
said Wilbur. He didn't like Winnie the robot. He wanted Winnie the witch back again. He would have to get Winnie's wand. But how?
Meow.
Wilbur had an excellent idea.
Meow.
He grabbed a creeper, swung out over the big bad robot, and snatched Winnie's wand. Then he swung across to Winnie the robot and dropped the wand into her hand. Winnie the robot waved the wand again and again and shouted, Two frogs jumped into the pond.
Frogs.
Three ducks flew up into the sky.
Oh, lovely ducks.
Four rabbits hopped across the grass.
Ah, rabbits. Hmm.
The robot house was Winnie's house.
Ah.
Winnie the robot was Winnie the witch. And instead of a big bad robot, there was a little pile of junk.
Naughty robot.
Winnie the witch flopped down into her deck chair. Wilbur curled up in her lap.
Thank you, Wilbur,
Winnie said.
I am very lucky to have such a clever cat.
Said Wilbur.